Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The specialists, just to make sure I'm properly fitted for the second hour. We'll see. Anyway, welcome. Let's go to the big board. Let me show you what we do have on deck for tonight, because we've got a great lineup. Michael Harrison, who, to be candid, is just one of the coolest people to ever sit and have a cup of coffee with. He is the head of the Talkers Inc., Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine. They now also do a daily industrial newsletter to the music radio world as well. But he is kind of the ombudsman for the talk radio world to the greater culture on the issue of free speech. And they give an annual free speech award at their Talkers Convention, etc. This was a huge week for Talkers. They did their 24th annual convention on Friday, and it was just outside the New York area here at Hofstra University, and I was not able to be there, but this was a gathering of all the top names in talk radio, and many of them I count as very good friends, and very pleased to have them be here in the New York, greater New York area to do that. And kind of interesting, they released their Heavy 100 list this week as well, and for the 12th year in a row, I am very humbled and very honored to be part of that, and want to say thank you to Michael and Kevin Casey and all the guys at Talkers Magazine for doing such a diligent job on the Heavy 100. It's the list of the supposedly the 100 most important voices in talk radio, and to be even just on the list for 12 years is really something that I'm very humbled by. Now, go back to the big board, as you see there. Kristen B. Tate, one of our favorites in the ladies' lounge tonight. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about with her. She hasn't been on the show in quite a while, and she is fired up. There's a lot about the economy. There's a lot about immigration. There's a lot about the administration that she wants to weigh in on. And then, as I said, our special musical slots tonight, Chris Tomlin with fellow artists will be live from the Grand Ole Opry for the first hour. And then in the second hour, Thomas Rhett, Lady Antebellum joining him on those selections tonight as well. So that's all straight ahead. Now, I've got a very interesting dilemma to start the broadcast with tonight, because as I opened my news feeds this morning, and I'm reading through the headlines and seeing what there is, I just see this headline: Mexico's López Obrador says he called Harris, meaning Kamala Harris, president after meetings on migration. Now, I feel like I need a Kamala Harris cackle button where I can just, whenever there's something that's said that's very funny, I could just push it and she could, because she kind of laughs like the Wicked Witch of the East. Have you noticed this? And she always does it when she's asked a question that she doesn't know the answer to. Vice President Harris, can you give us the square root of the quantum physic of 347 by 740? And then she like looks at you like, well, why'd you ask me that question? And she does this all the time. In fact, if you go on Instagram or on Twitter, or on Facebook or Snapchat or TikTok, you can find, like long cuts of all of her edits of the cackling back to back, in what are called supercuts. And it's really, they're really quite funny. Although they do tend to grate on the eardrum after about 15 seconds worth. The reason that this is interesting is that Mexico's president, López Obrador, said he called Kamala Harris president after meetings on immigration. Now, I can't imagine what on earth he would be thinking that she had earned the promotion for. But number one, let me just clarify some things. Nobody really knows who's president around here anyway. Anyway, last week, Joe Biden went to speak at a military gathering, and after he was, you know, making jokes that they didn't laugh at, which is what he does everywhere he goes. He tells jokes. The military men and women don't really get it. They just kind of politely like stare and kind of and then he insults them, and then he evidently forgot, because they were all standing at attention. He's the commander in chief, so they're all standing until he releases them to be seated. And he just starts his speech and just goes on for a good long while. And then he looks around and realizes everybody's standing up and he goes, oh, please, 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 please sit down. Please sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. I keep forgetting that I'm president. He said the words. They came out of his mouth. Now, I don't know any president. I defy you. Go look at the history of every president prior to him, Donald Trump all the way back to George Washington, and see if any other president even once said, you know, I keep forgetting that I'm president. This is the weird world that we're living in this current administration. So we don't really know. Is he president? He doesn't seem to understand that he's president about half the time. And when he goes to speak to the military men and women, he forgets to let them sit down. I just stand up for my whole speech. That's fine. I'm sorry. Sit down, sit down, sit down. I forgot I was president. So, and then you know that in the campaign and since the campaign, on more than one occasion, Joe Biden himself has referred to Kamala Harris as the president. You know this, right? And it didn't happen once. It happened like four times. And you just have to wonder, like, again, in the history of the office, who ever even once referred to their VP as the president or was going to be a great president, you know, talking about their VP. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. And I know that people are willing to say, well, you know, he's a little bit old and, you know, he gets a little slow and so forth. And, you know, to some degree, I can forgive all of that. But there's a lot of questions about whether or not he's in charge anyway. I mean, those executive orders that he was turning out faster than lightning could strike after he got elected, like, I don't even know if he had time to read them. I mean, a busy day for Joe Biden is deciding which flavor of Jell-O he's going to have at the lunch counter on any given day. That's a full day. Usually if he gets through that, they call a lid. Yeah, we're done for the day. No more press. Go away. We lemon lime. That's what he got. Lemon lime. Get out of here. But to do this and to be on the reg going like, yeah, well, you know, President Harris. Oh, I forgot. I'm the president. But give a rousing round of applause to President Kamala Harris. Come on, Kamala. It's kind of like the time he told the guy in the wheelchair to stand up. Hey, I see you there. Yeah. Come on, Randy. Stand up. Dude lost his legs in service to his country. So, you know, there's just he is President Cringe on so many levels. But the thing that makes the Mexico story from the weekend interesting, that the Mexican president said, I called Kamala president, was that it came after a series of discussions on immigration. Now, mind you, she is the person that probably should be taking that meeting because President Biden put her in charge of the border issue. She's officially in charge of border security. God help us all. She's the one that's supposed to be overseeing it, watching it, getting back to him. And you know, like how President Trump said to Mike Pence, "You go be in charge of the coronavirus response. We're gonna pinpoint everything through you. Get it done." And what did he do? Oh, he got 6 therapies approved. He got 4 vaccines started. He did the daily task force. He had things on like boom, like you can't say this anymore, but like white on rice, he was on it and he was not letting it go. Kamala Harris has been in charge of the border for 80 days. 80 days. 80. She's been in charge of the border. Just take a wild guess how many times she's actually made a visit to the border. But anyway, hey, Bueller, hands, guys, you got a guess? How many times has she... Nick is saying 2. Ivan, you want to take a stab at it? Now, he says 1. Very brave guys. You would think that would make sense. Maybe a couple of times in 80 days. That's once every 40 days. That's almost once a month. How about 0? How about 0 visits to the border since being put in charge of the border? Because that's what she's done. And then when Lester Holt had her on to interview this last week, he said, but Madam Vice President, when are you going to go to the border? And she says, we've been to the border. And he goes, no, you haven't been to the border. And what did she do? Can we get a commercial break, please? Coming right back, Michael Harrison, my first guest up tonight on... Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for being with us as the nation continues its comeback. We are glad to have you come back every Saturday night to be with us. And big thanks to all of our broadcast partners, great radio stations with the Salem Biz Talk Radio, GCN, CRN Digital Universes. We're grateful for all of those of you that are carrying the station and our television partner, Biz TV. Thank you as well. You know, it's fun in this day and age, and I do a lot of stuff during the week. I host a couple of shows daily of my own. I help John Katzenmatidis with his stuff and consult other talent and do other things. But on Saturday nights, I feel like we have the most fun of any of the stuff that I do. And I think this next segment or two is going to be very exhibitive of that, because my friend Michael Harrison, who, as we all know him in the business, as the silver bullet against the government's intrusion of free speech. I mean, this man goes to the wall. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or liberal. If you're in the talk radio business, Mike Harrison has your back. And Michael, it's fun to have you back on. And there's a lot of things that we have to talk about tonight, because there have been some changes in the talk radio world in the last year. Maybe none more notable than kind of the big granddaddy of all, Rush Limbaugh, no longer in the business. How has the industry responded? What has the impact been? And where are we at now in kind of the aftermath of this very looming figure in this industry?
It certainly was a tremendous trauma to the systems and to the normal culture of the talk radio business. First of all, Kevin, thanks for having me on the show. And it's great. Saturday night concept. It's beautiful. And thank you for the nice words.
Sure.
The impact of Rush Limbaugh was so large that he was part of the definition of what the format is about. Most of the hosts in today's political news talk radio are or were a variation of the basic model that Rush Limbaugh created. So culturally, aesthetically, business-wise, and otherwise, it's very difficult to measure the tremendous impact he had. Can you see me right now?
We lost your camera there for just a second, and you can hit that and bring it back. There we go.
Okay.
Don't know what happened. Sometimes the Goonies get in.
It took away my concentration for a second. Basically, I was describing just how big he was. So there's going to be an effect. However, it's not the end of talk radio. If anything, it's a new chapter. It opens up a tremendous number of hours on a tremendous number of hundreds of radio stations right in the middle of the day for new talent to have a chance. In some cases, it's local talent that are given a shot. In some cases, it's other talent that are syndicated at that time,
right,
and are being made available. And the other issue, of course, is that there are people that are still playing the Rush Limbaugh show, which at this point is a group of, I think, four talk show hosts who are sort of guides. They're welcome to this museum. And they talk about current events, and they have hours and hours of Rush Limbaugh all right, chopped up in, you know, sound bites and speeches and things for different subjects. So I would say right now about a third of the stations, this is not totally accurate, and I don't know where it'll be as this program plays with its tail,
sure,
into the future. But as of the moment we're doing this, I would say about a third of the stations are staying with the Rush show, about a third of the stations are thinking about going local with a local host, and about a third are going with other syndicated offerings that,
right,
other companies are presenting.
Well, I know in the universe I'm most familiar with is Salem. And, of course, Phil Boyce was telling me a year before Rush actually passed that when he had gotten his diagnosis that they needed to go find the next Rush Limbaugh. And they've introduced Charlie Kirk in markets that they're hoping he will catch on. Westwood has done the same with Dan Bongino. I heard Mark Levin give a very lengthy introduction one night to his show about why he turned down the offer to go to Noon. Because of his loyalty to his 6 to 9 Eastern audience and the desire to just stay with the people that brought him, so to speak. So I know there's been a lot of intense interest, and it's good. When I hear you say a third of those stations are looking at local options, I get excited about that, because I think that as we start incorporating more local voices back into the mix, I think talk radio has a chance to diversify even more and become an even more important medium than it is currently in the landscape of things. Rush's death came at an interesting time, because I think that in the aftermath of the Trump election and in the midst of the pandemic not yet being solved, when Rush passed away, it was right in that kind of middle of, vaccine was out, but not everybody had it yet, and Trump had already left office and Biden was in. It was a very interesting time to lose a voice that had been so powerfully impactful in the national conversation. But, Michael, I think a lot of people misunderstood Rush. And I know that when Air America and others came to the airwaves, the idea was, well, we've got to just do our version of politics like he does his version of politics. But what a lot of people did not comprehend, at least in that strategy, was that Rush was first and foremost a phenomenal storyteller and an amazing entertainer. And he just happened to wrap politics around those skill sets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, he was even more of an entertainer when he started, which is what gave him that thrust to launch the show. Politics was part of it. It always was. But he was extremely entertaining, and he was funny. I think that, you look back. Well, humor is very hard, and it's especially hard when you try to be funny.
Right.
And it's especially hard when you equate entertainment, the word entertainment, with humor. A lot of people think, okay, be entertaining. Hey, let me tell you a joke. Sometimes entertainment could be drama. Entertainment could be sad. Entertainment could be, to one person, very boring to another. So I prefer to use the word engagement, that you have to be engaging. It's a very modern, it's an old word, but it's very modern in its use today. And that means you and I now are engaging each other in a conversation. You're listening to what I'm saying, so you can pick up where you go, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and we're engaged, and hopefully the listeners and the viewers watching this are engaged with us. He was engaging. When he started, he was sort of a conservative version of Jon Stewart. I mean, it was mostly humor, and a lot of the things that Rush did on the air that were interpreted by people who were his detractors as being arrogant, as being blasphemous, were really self-deprecating jokes. For example, EIB Network, Excellence in Broadcasting Network, that was originally a joke. He didn't
need... Talent on loan from God?
Right. He was... It was actually self-deprecating in a way, when you overhype yourself.
Right.
And a lot of people got that. The thing is that if as many people were listening to Rush Limbaugh as claimed to hate him and disapprove of him or disagree with him, he would have been bigger than Milton Berle back in the golden days of television. And so many people have opinions of people in political talk that they personally don't know what they're talking about, because they've never seen the person or heard the person. They just hear what they hear.
Right. We're talking to Michael Harrison, who is the CEO of Talkers Magazine and the greatest advocate for free speech that this planet has. And we're very honored to have him on a very busy Saturday night. Thank you for being here. We're coming right back. Michael has...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Air travel continues its pandemic rebound as Americans are traveling in ever-increasing numbers. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 2 million passengers on Friday, the first time in more than 15 months that passenger traffic has exceeded the 2 million mark. Even with the travel boost coming from mostly domestic leisure travel, Friday's numbers are still only three-quarters of the crowds that flew in 2019. Meanwhile, California is set to drop most of their coronavirus restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on Friday that rolls back the state's stay-at-home order and updates mask mandates for vaccinated people. By Tuesday, the state will hit its goal of having 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine. And on the fifth anniversary of the worst terror attack on American soil since 9/11, President Biden says he will sign a bill to name the site of the Pulse nightclub a national memorial. The shooting at the club on June 12, 2016, killed 49 people and wounded 53 more. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Radio Night Live, there's a live shot looking right down into Times Square. So thankful for our great camera views that we're able to get each week. And right here in the heart of the busiest city on planet Earth. And it is coming back. New York is not over. We are coming back, and we're going to be better and stronger than ever before. I just hope that the world does survive its reemergence. But Mike Harrison is with us. And Michael, just before we talk about your song endeavor, pandemic was really a tough chapter for America in every way. What did it do to the radio industry?
What it did to the radio industry is it gave the radio industry a chance to, one, reflect what it did to the world, because radio reflects that. And what the pandemic has done is it exposed all of the weaknesses, all the cracks, all of the deficiencies, all of the fault lines, all of the inadequacies of our society and its systems and its institutions. It really put everything on display. So coming out of the pandemic, we're sort of like 8 or 10 years catapulted into the future of where we might have been technologically, sociologically, health-wise. Think about all the things that we have an expanded consciousness about today that we wouldn't have had it not been for the pandemic. So that immediately affects talk radio, because we're talking about massive levels of change. I guess they call it a sea change. So that's one. Two, in the industry, more people than ever working from home, broadcasting with a certain organic reality that
would have been considered to be too grassroots, too non
hi-fi.
And I think it caused broadcasters to be a little bit more real, a little bit more in touch with the content and the message as opposed to the glitz. And this was especially on television. I mean, watching CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all these big time TV networks suddenly having their main anchors sitting in front of their bookshelves. Isn't it funny? The bookshelf has now become the choice of backdrop for modern digital home broadcasting.
You're right.
You know, what do we put us? We go in front of the books. We're not, you know, I should be in front of a computer screen or things. That's kind of a funny thing. So the culture of the business has changed, and it also changed the day parts. Morning drive time, afternoon drive, going to work, coming back from work, lunch hour. All these things have changed drastically. So radio being so time sensitive, what time are you on? You know, is it, oh, that's dinner time, that's lunch, all of that changed. So it exposed some of the weaknesses and old-fashionedness in how radio looked at itself. And we're now getting used to this new world. Believe me, nobody has this thing solved. Nobody has all the answers. But I think it's healthy to shake it up a little bit. Yeah. And that's what's happened both in terms of what we cover in radio and how we do the business of radio.
I appreciate that. And talkers, I just want to remind my viewers, talkers primarily started out by covering the talk radio business, but Michael has had a vested interest in keeping music radio going, and some of their efforts detail what's going on in that industry as well. So you're to be congratulated, Michael, on just the defense of broadcasting as a whole. You're not a talk guy, even though I know you've got our back, but you love radio, and you're just a fan of the spoken word and of the broadcast itself. Now, I got a very fun little note from you a couple of weeks ago, and you said you're always inquisitive about what we're up to, and you always check in and see how we're doing. And I have to tell people, the world of talk radio is a very small universe. There's only a handful of people that do this kind of thing, especially that reach millions and hundreds of stations and millions of people and everything. And so, you know, we get together on an average about once a year, and we talk about what we're doing, and the Talkers Convention is a must not miss for our industry. But Michael has this kind of fatherly influence on everybody that's there, and he checks in, he wants to know how you're doing, and he's a cheerleader for all of us. But you sent me this cute little note, Michael, and you said, "I've gotten back to my rock and roll roots." Now, I didn't even know you had any, but talk to me about what we're gonna hear in just a couple of seconds, and tell us how it came about. Actually, Michael, I got ahead of myself. Hold on 1 second. We got to take a commercial timeout. And friends, it is not too late for you to help us save and liberate the slaves in northern Sudan. We've been telling you this year about our goal of trying to liberate 192 human trafficked slaves. And we are very close to, we're moving closer to our yearly goal than I expected to be at this time. In fact, we are well over that at 100. 131 of 192 rescued. That leaves only 61 to go before the end of the year. And friends, these liberations are ongoing, so some of them might even be home before we round out the year. Anyway, if you'd like to help, it's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We return with more with Michael Harrison and his new project coming out next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Radio Night Live, so glad to have you with us. And Michael Harrison, more on his newest project coming up. Also, this hour, Chris Tomlin and Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, live from the Grand Ole Opry. And in hour number two, Tomlin with Thomas Rhett and Kristen B. Tate also joining us. Michael, tell us about your new rock and roll project.
Well, back in the day, I used to be an FM underground jock. I was one of the pioneers of album rock. We're talking many years ago.
You picked your own songs to play.
Yeah, we picked our own songs. And that's where I learned to do talk, because we talked a lot.
Right.
As a matter of fact, eventually I said, shut up and play the record so much that we all went into talk radio. We used to do these great conversations about the culture. I learned how to do that in music radio. I used to play a group called Gun Hill Road when I was the morning host of WFM in New York back in the early 70s.
Okay.
They had a big hit back then, back when my hair was short, and they had a couple of albums that were huge AOR, album-oriented rock radio, which I coined that term. They were huge in that format. And I just knew them over the years, and they just never stopped. They went into other businesses, the three guys, great guys, but they never stopped. And in 2014, they released their third album, 19 tracks. I did the liner notes. I introduced them at the bitter end, remained friends. And then they went back in the studio during the pandemic year, and I joined them all via Zoom. And I wrote a song about animal welfare called I Know You're Real, and it's on YouTube, and it's part of their album, and I'm now an official member of the group. Is that weird? Think about it. 50 years ago I played them on FM underground radio as a DJ, and now in my elderly years I'm a member of the band, and we have a hit. It's not like we're guys playing at the bowling alley. It's got a following. So,
well, and that's the thing
for me,
about
just great.
That's the thing about new media, Michael, is that, and look, YouTube has made stars of people that I've never heard of. In fact, I'll read some article and my wife will say, oh yeah, they're huge. You should know who that is. And I'm like, I've never heard of them. Well, they have 25 billion followers on YouTube.
Right.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not clicking through YouTube like that, but the way media is used, even spoken word media and especially music, and I think that's been great because it's allowed the expansion of creative artist work to go and to really find its own audience anywhere. You can have a song about anything, you can have a style about anything, and if you can sell it, if you can communicate it to people, you can find a following for it because of new media.
Yes, and it's a whole different paradigm than the old media and the world in which I grew up and the world in which I entered this business.
Has it put record companies out of business yet?
It's put a lot of them out of business. A lot of them have figured out other ways to make money through royalties and rights.
Yeah,
we're back to the day of intellectual property being valuable, as opposed to the day of, well, we'll embed this piece of vinyl with magical vibes called music, and we'll sell vinyl and cardboard. that's really what they were in, the vinyl and cardboard business. It's like newspapers are ultimately in the selling paper business.
Right.
And we've had this transition into more of an ethereal, no middleman, no brick and mortar, no physical product. It's all intellectual property. And that's another transition that we've had to make into the 21st century, going from the selling of physical stuff to the selling of conceptual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Michael Harrison, congratulations on I Know You Are Real, or I Know You're Real, that's the name of the song, but the URL is iknowyouarereal.com. You got to spell it all out, but make that one word, iknowyouarereal.com. We'll get you there. And let's take a listen at this very moment to Michael Harrison, talk radio expert, but now rock and roll personality. I Know You Are Real.
I know you're real, I know you're real, I understand that you're real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree of to be. We feel beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near
and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind. Melody, singing in nature's sweet harmony. All of our spirits are here. We are grains on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real. The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe in thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real, I know you're real. Treasure I shall not steal. I know you're real, I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, tonight's musical artist, Chris Tomlin and Lady A.
Some people think it's just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters when no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset, but in the eyes of a stranger on the street, that's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door, and I'm in. You feel the hunger for more of your mercy, your kindness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. It's who you are to me. It's who you are to me.
Sometimes I have my doubts. I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.